Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And I'm thrilled that you're here with us today. I want you to get happier and sexier, or else they wouldn't do this show. I mean, it's pointless to be talking to you about getting happier and sexier if you're not doing anything about it. I'm a person of action, as I'm sure you know from all the shows I've done in the past, and it's time for you to take action seriously. And today, I have a wonderful guest who is also a person of action. She's an amazing coach. Her name is Bonnie Maley, and she is the author of two books. One of them is Thoughts from Within, A Guide to Inner Peace in a Crazy World. And the other one, which I like adore the title of, What is Happiness and Where Can I Get Some? So she's a perfect guest for the show, wouldn't you agree? So Bonnie is also, her business is called Mastering the Journey of Life. And she coaches people on their relationships, on their happiness, on their businesses, on all kinds of things. And today she's going to join us and we're going to see if she can shed some light on sex and happiness. And even if she focuses on happiness, because I'm really more of a sex coach than she is, it doesn't matter because it's all about sex and happiness. So, Bonnie, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Well, thank you, Lori. I'm really happy to be here.
Yes, I'm happy to have you. And I'm excited to ask you questions. And you and I met recently, and our conversations just escalated and escalated. We couldn't stop, kind of just being mugged up and asking each other a million things. So I'm going to ask you some million things today and see what kind of light it can shed for my audience.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, great. So would you call yourself a happiness coach?
Yeah, I would. I really refer to myself as a personal executive and relationship coach. Uh-huh. But if you look at the titles of my books, what are they really about? They're about greater levels of peace, greater levels of joy in your life. And so, yes, you could call me a happiness coach. Absolutely.
Okay, good. The thing is, I think that sex and happiness goes together. And I don't care if some people have partners or they don't have partners. I still feel like they need to be juicy and sexy. Their body's got to work in order for them to be happy. I don't think happiness is only a state of mind. I think it's a state of mind, but it comes from being happy within. And that within is deep in the body. So tell me, how did you get started in this kind of coaching and like relationships and writing books on happiness? Did you have an unhappy childhood, or did you have to really go deep to discover happiness? How did you get started?
Well, I did not have an unhappy childhood, but I had the same kinds of challenges that most people have. I had parents that were products of the 50s and believed that negative reinforcement was the way to motivate you. And so instead of, yay, you got an A, it was, how come you didn't get an A+? And so, there were those kinds of challenges. I was the oldest of four children, and I think a lot of this is just natural for me, Lori. I always was the cheerleader and the caregiver and the support, and when Mom was busy raising four children, my siblings would come to me, and I would somehow be the advisor, and, oh, don't stay mad, that's not going to feel good. I was always about feeling good, mm-hmm. So, relating to the sex and happiness part, I think feeling good is really important, and it was always a driver for me. So naturally, even as a child, again, when my siblings would come to me, I would always steer them toward figuring out the way to spin what was going on in a way that they could feel good or make them happy or shift it so that they could feel better about themselves or the situation or whatever it might be.
That's an awesome talent to have.
So, you know, and then it was natural. But then, you know, as I got older and started to explore myself and my own life, it just really sort of fell into place. I had irritable bowel syndrome back in the early 90s, and it was so bad that I was afraid to drive my children to school. And doctors couldn't heal me. And I started to realize that it might be something emotional. And so I started a metaphysical book club, as a matter of fact. And in doing that, I was hoping that maybe somebody could help me to discover from the inside out rather than the outside in what was going on with me so that I could heal it. And once I healed it, once I became aware and understood through people I met at that book club, I was able to heal 20 years of irritable bowel in 3 months. And then I thought, this is too good. I got to go and study it and learn to teach it myself.
That's amazing. That's a fabulous story, because it's kind of really my point. It may not involve sex per se, but it definitely involves happiness as an inside job. If you're having irritable bowel syndrome, it was wise and brilliant of you to determine that it wasn't just a mental thing, that it had to do with emotions and it had to do with probably your happiness quotient or your stress quotient or something like that. And people don't always, you know, it's crazy, but they don't always pay attention to their physical symptoms. They think that if they just mask it with whatever, aspirins and then stronger medications, that the thing will go away.
And that's true. And one of the things that I really work quite diligently with my clients on is body awareness. In other words, how does stress feel and what's causing the feeling and what's the purpose of the feeling? Most of us don't realize that when our bodies feel uncomfortable, that that's actually something really positive. It's a message that there's something that needs to change, that you're heading in the wrong direction, or the way that you're thinking is not serving you, or there's something going on in the mind that's creating the discomfort in the body. And so anxiety, for example, most people hate anxiety. But truly, the feeling that accompanies anxiety is not a bad thing. It is the messenger that lets us know, hey, you know, you got to check in with what you're thinking, because how you're thinking right now is really not serving you.
Excellent. Really excellent point. Yeah, so our feelings are meant to inform us, I mean, or else we wouldn't have them.
Correct.
And I always say to people, you know, fight and flight are natural inborn things, and fight and flight, like if we get angry, that informs us something's off. If we get scared, that informs us something's off. If we don't feel like we can make space for ourselves, like wherever we are, if it doesn't feel safe or it doesn't feel comfortable, that informs us like we should go. But we have this override. Everybody's got the override of nice.
Yes, that's true. And also we get stuck in, I want what I want, so I might not listen to what my body's telling me, and there, because then I might not get what I want, or I might not listen because my mind is convincing me that I should keep worrying about something that I have no control over, because somehow that'll protect me. And so we have all these little ego mechanisms going on that want to prevent us from listening to the signals from what's going on inside of our body.
So when someone comes to you, how exactly do you go about shifting this? Like, what would be a typical first session with you? Like, what kinds of things would you ask somebody? Do they have to fill out a questionnaire, or do you just sit with them? How do you get to it with them?
Well, first of all, I have them tell me about what is going on in your life. A lot of my clients come to me as an alternative to therapy. And I often hear, Bonnie, I learned more in 3 sessions from you than I did in 3 years of therapy. And
amen. Amen.
Yeah. I think it's because I don't spend time digging up the past. When a client sits down in my chair, I say to them, what's happening in your life now that's creating difficulty or challenges or stressors? And let's take a look at how it's showing now, because the truth is whatever from your past is unhealed, it's going to show up in how you react, respond, and behave now. And so if I just spend a little time listening to what's going on in their lives now, I have a pretty clear picture of some of the programming that's creating the behavior. And then the next thing that we do, Lori, is we dive into how to start to recognize that programming that's causing the way that they behave, the way that they respond, the way that they react. And, you know, this happens in every aspect of our lives. There are all kinds of things that make us respond or react the way that we do, but underlying those responses is our own thinking and our own programming. And so the first thing that I work with people on is, how do you begin to recognize your own thinking that is creating the behaviors that maybe are not in alignment with what you want or are not getting you where you want to go in your life?
That's great. So we need to take a little break here. When we come back, I'm going to ask you a few more questions about this very process, because it, you know, it sounds great and I'm following you, but I don't know if somebody, you know, if a layperson or someone who doesn't have as much experience coaching or whatever will just get it right away. So how do we distinguish? Here's the question we're going to come back with. How do we distinguish between a thought and a pattern? There's a distinction between those things, and like, give me an example when we come back of something that might be a pattern that's getting in the way of what someone wants.
Okay.
Okay? Is that fair?
You got it.
Okay, that's
I'm going to spin it a little bit when we get back.
Yeah, of course, spin it.
Okay.
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And today I am talking to, we will call her a happiness coach. She has a longer title than that, but I'm drawn to her because I know she's a happiness coach. She writes about happiness. Her name is Bonnie Maley, and she is with me here, and we will be right back. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Hey, do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When? October 10th to 17th, 2015. Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica. We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And today I'm talking with Bonnie Maley, and we're talking about really how people can start to break up certain patterns that they have that lead to thoughts that could be in the way of them being happy, could be in the way of them getting what they want, could be in the way of their success. That's what Bonnie focuses on when she sees people. So Bonnie, before we went to break, I asked you a question about distinction. And, you know, you said you would spin it. What's the difference between having a thought and a pattern? And how do those things get in the way? What's an example?
Well, what I'm going to say and how I wanted to spin it is I wanted to make our listeners understand that the patterns that occur in our lives in terms of our behaviors actually start with thought. And so it is the thought or the way that we think that creates the patterns. So that's the first thing that we need to take a look at. In other words, if I always think that beating myself up will make me better, and because I believe in that thinking style, because maybe my parents modeled that kind of behavior to me, and actually it's a pretty common thinking pattern that people have.
So what are examples of it?
Oh, I shouldn't have done that, and why did I do that, and that was stupid, and nobody's going to like me, and oh my gosh, I'm never going to get what I want, and
okay.
You know, thoughts, I call them thoughts that oppose what you want.
Okay, got it. Yeah, it's like going through that, it's like you have to walk through peanut butter in order to actually get to the goal.
Yes, and so the way that we work is that we have this thing called the subconscious mind, and subconscious mind basically has a job, and the job is to follow our instructions. We're actually kind of like robots, and the reason we perceive and behave the way we do is because we programmed the robot, aka the subconscious mind. And the way that works is whatever you think, whatever is the dominant way you think about any given topic, that then is the instruction or the program for the subconscious mind. What the subconscious mind then does is take that information and use it to create how you perceive, how you behave, and then the outcomes in your life. So no matter what it is that you think, you're actually creating your own reality.
Mm-hmm.
And so would you like me to share some examples?
Yes, I would, for sure, because, I mean, I'm in total agreement with you and alignment in terms of this. You know, I think we're the creator, we're the director, we fund it. Where all those things at the back of movies, the gaffer and the best boy and all those things, I don't even know what they are, but we're all of that in our own movie.
Got it. Yeah, that's great. The grip, whatever that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
All right, so some examples. Say I am tough on myself because I believe, that belief was given to me by the time I was 3 years old, that I have to focus on my faults because somehow that will make me better and stronger and more productive. So
okay.
I have this pattern, and I wake up in the morning, and I am tough on myself, thinking, again, that's going to make me better. Then what I do is I walk into a meeting, and somebody kind of looks at me a little funny. Because they look at me a little funny, and because I have been tough on myself, my interpretation or my perception of how they're looking at me might be, oh, they're judging me, which then causes me to feel uncomfortable, which then leads to a behavior. Mm. And the behavior is maybe I act aloof toward them, or maybe I act offensive toward them. The result, they don't like me. And then I can say, see, my thinking about myself, I'm right. And so basically what I'm saying is we prove ourselves right on a regular basis.
So it also sounds like that old saying, the self-fulfilling prophecy. I can't get out of my hamster wheel because of my thinking, which keeps creating the same thing over and over and over again. People really don't like me, or people really, you know, whatever it is that I'm thinking.
Yeah, so, you know, here's a really good example. I have a friend who is a beautiful woman in her 60s, and she's in tremendous shape, and she's got a great personality and a wonderful job. And one day she said to me, Bonnie, I would really love to meet a man, but I how come I can't meet a man? And I said, well, what is your self-talk around men and relationships? And she said, well, I don't have any negative self-talk. And I said, you know, I bet you do. We're having lunch next week. Start really paying attention to what you think about men and relationship, and tell me when I see you at lunch next week. So she meets for lunch, and she's got a legal pad with 5 pages of what she caught herself thinking. And she was thinking things like, there are no good men out there, and all the men my age only want women who are 20, and all the men my age are not nice. So she has this entire list of expectations, perceptions, in other words, her reality about why she does not have a relationship. What she didn't realize, and once we started to really explore it, was that she would go to a party, and a gentleman would come up and start to talk to her, but because she believed that there were no good men out there, she would start to behave defensively toward him. Because she would behave, well, because of her perception and expectation. Mm. Because of that defensive behavior, she would push him away, or he would act defensive back, and then she would prove herself right. See? All the men my age are jerks. And so this is what was happening with her. There could be a wonderful man standing right next to her, but our beliefs create our perceptions. So there's somebody wonderful standing next to her, she can't see it. Mm-hmm. So you really have to watch, what is it I think about? Because that's what creates the patterns. And it, so it all stems with thought. So one of the, you asked me earlier, what do I do with a client on the first session? And what we talk about this. And one of the first assignments I give my clients is just become the watcher of your own thoughts. I don't mean be the critical watcher, and I don't mean to be the judgmental watcher. Just be the watcher. What do you think about? And do your thoughts oppose what you want, or do they agree with what you want?
Mm, that's such a great tip. And do you have them write this down, or do you have them just watch it and then just come in and give you a general feeling?
There, it's up to them. I have never in my life, even though I've written 2 books and I write a column for a magazine, I've never been a journaler. So I don't want to ever ask my clients to do something I don't do.
Oh, I love that. I got
so, yeah. So, you know, they can if they want. If not, that's okay. But the assignment is come back next week and tell me what you've observed. And we talk quite a bit about what the observations were and what we can do about what they're observing.
This is great. Yeah, that's the part. Like, what can they do about it? But we have to take another break here.
Okay.
So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about how you go to work on this, because some people, it seems like it's such, it just seems like it's such a habit. Critical negative thinking is such a habit, and it actually needs to be broken, I think.
Yes.
So we'll talk about how they go about breaking the habit. I mean, I know how to stop smoking, but I don't know, you know, and a lot of people know how to do that, but I don't know how they do about stopping thinking. So we'll come right back to that. And this is Sex and Happiness that you're listening to. I'm Laurie Handlers, and I have a great guest today, Bonnie Maley, and we're really talking about things that pertain exactly to you. Whoever you are out there, take a look on this break in terms of yourself, What is it that you're thinking about whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you would love in your life? How is it that you think about it? And be prepared to apply that when we come back and Bonnie tells us how she goes to work to break a pattern. We'll be right back.
Wow, sex magic. Laurie Handler's sex magic.
The
course.
Workshop is really, really amazing. And we were able to create and generate this intense energy in a space of safety and love and abundance. And the magic really happens when she is free to let
amazing.
Go.
That's pretty
good. That shouldn't be called sex magic. It should be called sex miracle.
That she's the strongest facilitator that I've had the experience with. And there was not a moment when I didn't feel safe or not supported. She was with us individually and as a group the entire time, so that allowed me to go deeper than I've ever had.
Where my lover got to come and orgasm over and over and over again. She was loud as anything, and she was like a wild animal, untamed and free.
It just will bring you into such deeper places within yourself so that you're able to share with your partner.
Sex magic. I'm still feeling it. It was beautiful.
The next sex magic course is November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Phoenix, Arizona.
What an amazing course, if I say so myself. But of course, you've just heard the testimonies. For more information, go to butterflyworkshops.com, click on workshops, and find out more about sex magic. It's magical.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Do you long for deep intimacy and connection? Or are you possibly feeling stuck and unsure about how to break free? Maybe there's a lack of power and deep connection in your life. Whatever might be happening with you, I want to tell you how excited I am about the ISTA Level 1 SSSEX training. That's Shamanic Spiritual Sexual Training. That will be happening November 8th to the 15th in Phoenix, Arizona. This is a 7-day experiential residential retreat.
Thousands of people in 5 continents have benefited from this training over the past 9 years, and I'm thinking you could be the next one to receive the benefits. During this powerful immersion into shamanic realms, you'll awaken your ability to live and love authentically. In this retreat, you'll explore masculine and feminine energies through shamanic ritual, guided visualization, dance, and breathwork inside of an amazing community. Your reactive patterns will be uncovered and transformed into conscious ways of being, and your heart will finally be free to remain open. Your consciousness will remain present to all there is. You'll awaken into a deep knowing of the self as whole and complete, and you'll be empowered to live life with joy, peace, and pleasure. Why not join me and 2 other highly skilled International School of Temple Arts faculty members,
Crystal Dawn Morris and Frank Mondose?
We'd love to have you join us, so please make your reservation now simply by going to Facebook and typing in ISTA, I-S-T-A, U-S-A, hyphen Mass from Massachusetts, Level 1 training, and you'll read more and see more about this amazing spiritual, sexual, shamanic retreat.
This is Sex and Happiness. I'm Lori Handlers, and I'm here today with Bonnie Maley. And Bonnie is really giving us some very, very valuable information here. But you know, information's only good if you take action. So let's listen to how she might take action and something you might do just to like interrupt yourself. I like to call it pattern interrupt. So when people come and they notice that they've had all these negative thoughts, then what?
Well, this relates back to what we were talking about earlier with body awareness. So one of the ways that we interrupt the pattern is through body awareness. If you are beating yourself up, think about what your body feels like. As a matter of fact, every thought we have has a corresponding feeling in the body, Lori. And so if you are being tough on yourself, if you're fearing the future, if you're feeling guilty about something, the body has an uncomfortable feeling. And what most people don't realize is that, again, that uncomfortable feeling is actually a gift. It's kind of like the check engine light in your car. It's letting you know that something's off. But what that feeling is letting you know is that your thinking is off and that you've got to check in with what you're thinking, because it is either not serving you, it is not in alignment with who you are, or it is not in alignment with what you want in terms of the behaviors you want to create and the outcomes you want to experience in your life. So beating yourself up again is going to feel uncomfortable. Why? Because the discomfort is a message saying, hey, thinking that you're no good is going to create behaviors, perceptions, patterns that will not get you what you want. So the body, therefore, is giving you the discomfort to let you know, hey, you need to change how you're thinking. Stop beating yourself up. And so the first thing that I tell my clients is check in with your body. If your body is feeling uncomfortable, you're getting what I call an AFGO. And an AFGO is an acronym. Stands for another flippin' growth opportunity. Although I don't always use the word flippin'.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, and so anytime you feel uncomfortable, it's because you're getting a message. Check in with your mind. Something you're thinking isn't serving you. And that's how you interrupt. And so what I give my clients an actual step-by-step process. The next time your button gets pushed, the very first thing that you're going to do is stop. And then acknowledge that feeling in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And say, wait a minute, that feeling's here because I'm getting an AFGO. Something I'm thinking isn't serving me. So that's the first step in the process. The next step in the process is I'm going to identify, well, what am I thinking that's causing me to feel this way? And this is when everybody has these epiphanies. They say, well, I'm feeling uncomfortable. That's kind of the alarm that alerted me to thinking that doesn't serve me or thinking that won't get me where I want to go. But now I have to identify what is it. And what I found myself, Lori, when I did this was I would have these epiphany moments where I'd go, oh, no wonder I feel so horrible. Look what I'm thinking.
Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The next step, and I'm simplifying this very much because we don't have
sure.
enough time.
And plus, you don't have a client in front of you. So
yes.
It's much better when it's real, I know.
Very true. So, but again, this usually takes several sessions, so I'm giving you the condensed version.
Sure.
But the next step is you're going to change the thought. And when you change the thought, you've got to say it, see it as if you already have it. And this is where people have a little bit of a difficulty, because if I don't have money, or if I'm not already thin, or I don't have the man of my dreams or the woman of my dreams, then how can I say I have or I am? I feel like I'm lying to myself. But the subconscious mind is literal. So if you say I'm going to, then the subconscious mind, which drives your behaviors, will drive you to behave in ways that someday you're going to. And this is why you have to say I have and I am, as if you already have it. Okay? So you with me?
Yes, absolutely.
Now,
the subconscious doesn't know the difference. It's because it doesn't have a time frame. It doesn't have any. Time is like not a construct in the subconscious. So it thinks it's, if you tell it it has it, then it has it. It's got to make that true.
And that is very true. And then as far as, you know, putting it out in the future, as you visualize it, the subconscious, again, is so literal that it'll give you behaviors that are always putting it out in the future. So you say, I am and I have. The difficulty is that people sometimes feel uncomfortable, as if I'm lying to myself. And the way that you get beyond that is that thoughts are like seeds. If you plant a marigold seed, the only possible flower you can grow is a marigold. And yet what we tend to do is we plant a marigold seed wishing for a petunia. So we'll say, I'll never have. That's our marigold seed. And what we're wishing for is, I have. And then we wonder, well, why didn't we get what we want? Well, because your beliefs create your perceptions, which lead to the behaviors that lead to the outcomes, and the outcomes always prove you're right. And if what you're believing is out of alignment with what you want, if it opposes what you want, then you're going to get what you don't want.
Correct.
So you have to make the belief or the thought match the desire, even if you're saying it as if you already have it, but you don't have it yet. And why? Because the beautiful aspect of this is that when the new belief becomes the dominant thought, the subconscious mind, which creates your behaviors, will follow automatically, and your behaviors will change automatically in a way that will now lead you to what you want rather than what you don't want.
Fabulous. I'm excited. I'm really excited. You've simplified it. You've made it really easy for people to understand. And if they don't go out and do that right away, like, I don't understand. You know, I really don't understand. Unless the rightness that people have is being right about how they're suffering or being right about how they really can't change when you've just outlined how they can.
And everybody, there's, again, a little bit more to it, but sure. I wanted to give the listeners enough so that they, you know, could listen to this and say, okay, I've got some tools. And so hopefully you all who are listening will have an opportunity to try those tools out. And then by all means, if you have any questions, I would love to hear from you.
Well, that's what we're going to next. So first of all, let me say your two books again, which are called, the names of the books are Thoughts from Within, A Guide to Inner Peace in a Crazy World. So that's like book one. Is that your newest book, isn't it?
No, I wrote that first.
Okay, that's your first book. And then your second book is What is Happiness and Where Can I Get Some? So those two books, how do you get those? How do people get those?
You can go to BonnieMoehle.com, BonnieMoehle.com. So there's one way, and that's my website. Or you can also go to Amazon. They are available there as well.
Okay, great. But I always prefer when people get them from me because Amazon takes so much. I'm just saying. Okay.
Well, so I'm with you, too. So go to BonnieMoehle.com.
And then if people want to have a session with you or they want some more information, I'm assuming they can write you at BonnieMoehle.com. And also, do you do Skype sessions? Do you only do in-person sessions? What are your sessions like?
My sessions are 90 minutes. I like to put my clients a little bit on a fast track. I want them to be able to learn quickly. Mm-hmm. So rather than doing an hour, I do 90 minutes.
Okay.
And I have a home office in Phoenix, but I also do sessions over Skype and FaceTime as well. And so I have worked with people actually all over the world. I've had clients in New Zealand and Panama and all over the country. So if you know somebody who you feel could benefit and they're out of town, they're not in Phoenix, that's not a problem.
So I'm going to just say the spelling of your website again. It's BonnieMoehle.com, and it's spelled Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, Moehle, which doesn't sound and spell the same way. So that's why I'm saying it again. Moehle, and that spells Moehle. And so go to BonnieMoehle.com. Bonnie, in our last minute or so, can you tell us your biggest victory working with someone, or one of your biggest victories working with someone?
Well, I really love working with people on relationships, and I had a couple that were having some difficulties in their relationships. and they are absolutely, well, we were able to turn it around. We were able to turn around the expectations, and I don't mean compromising. I mean two people who became the best them that they could be, and then when you put that together, it also became an amazing relationship. And that always makes me really, really happy, is when I see somebody have a relationship where they're ready to get a divorce, and the next thing you know, they've turned it into the relationship that we dream about, which I know is also an aspect of what you do as well, Lori.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking of a couple now that I'm working with who could probably benefit from working with you as well. I love that you said, I don't mean compromise. I just have to underline that. That means that nobody gave up something they didn't want to give up.
Correct.
They didn't settle.
Yes, and I'm so about that. To me, having a great relationship is not about giving up who I am and becoming enmeshed in somebody else and doing what they want me to do so that they'll be happy. That's not it. That's like giving out a drug and having somebody become addicted to you being a certain way, which is impossible to keep up. Instead, it's more about really learning to love yourself, each individual in the relationship, and feel good about who you are and get to know who you are and then bringing that to the table. And as a result, having less conflict and being able to get through anything that comes up much more easily.
Yes. Okay, good. I love that. Yeah, so that's another thing. I mean, people think they have to give up so much. My mother certainly did, and most people that I know did, and before, and now people are all into this other thing, which is, you know, I'm going to be fiercely independent, and I'm going to be who I am at all costs, and then there's still the stinking thinking that goes along, or the expectations, or the uncommunicated wishes, hopes, and dreams that lead to, you know, all kinds of things. Just more communication could help people. So I'm happy to hear that these two people saw you and now they're having the relationship of their dreams.
Yeah.
And I imagine they're not the only ones.
Correct. Well, and I have many, many success stories. I've been doing this for 15 years and it's such a joy for me to get up in the morning and teach people. I see myself more as a teacher than anything else. It's like coming to have private lessons on how do I live my life in a more peaceful, less stressful, more effective, more connected way.
Beautiful. Bonnie, thanks so much for being my guest today on Sex and Happiness. I loved having you here, and I love our new relationship, yours and mine. So
yes, I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, definitely. So everybody tune in next time when I will have another amazing guest. I'm going to have somebody who calls himself a spiritual playboy, and we're going to see what that means. So tune in next time to Sex and Happiness. This is Lori Handlers signing off.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness.